Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're very happy you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful fall morning here.
It's unbelievably mild weather we've had for the last few weeks, and very welcome. Well, we have a really nice show for you this morning. It's a very interesting show. Our guest is going to be Teresa Guzman Curiel and her husband Ramiro Arellano. Teresa and Ramiro opened up a restaurant called Salsas at 1550 Appleton Road just a week ago. So we're going to go through a conversation this morning, and Teresa's going to share with us her experiences of putting all this together and finally launching the business and getting the doors open. So it's going to be a very interesting show, and we will invite you to call in with questions to ask Teresa to share some of her experiences with you, because many of you are probably considering opening a business and are wondering about some of the things she'll be talking about. So stay tuned. We'll be with Teresa in just a few minutes. But first, we'd like to talk to you about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building. We have about 40 mentors, various disciplines in marketing, IT, HR, strategic planning, intellectual properties, banking, cash flow, accounting, that can help you get your business plan on paper and launch your business. And we'd invite you to visit our website at foxcities.score.org to learn more about the SCORE chapter and how we can help you launch and grow your business. And we service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have a chapter office in each of those communities. In addition to the mentoring and the advisory services, which are all free, they're all free, and they can go on for weeks and months if you need that. And we have a network of other mentors we can bring in for various topics that might be applicable to your situation. But in addition to the mentoring, we conduct educational and informative seminars. And we're in the middle of a Simple Steps program, a 5 Simple Steps program, Randy?
Right, Tony. We've finished up the first 3 sessions. We've covered the area of how to start your business, the basics, and also marketing. And we have left 2 sessions to go, 2 very important areas. The first one, the next one coming up is going to be on financial planning, how to read and produce your financial documents that you need. That's going to be this coming Wednesday night, the 16th. Mm-hmm. It'll be from 6 until 9 at the Chamber office. Mm-hmm. And if you are interested in attending that, we would remind you, you can just give us a call at our office in Appleton and just let us know that you want to come in, and we will set it up for you.
That number is 734-7101. That's the Chamber number. Just ask for the SCORE office. Let us know who you are. You might get a voicemail message. Leave that message with the voicemail machine, and we'll get back to you. That's $25 for the session.
Right, and we'll register. If you're coming in to pay at the door, if you come in about 5:30, that'll give us enough time to get you registered, checked in, and so on. This coming program, Mary Lou Vandehey is going to be doing the information on it. She is an accountant who has a lot of background in business and will be able to show you how to use these documents and put them together, as well as they'll receive a template, a CD that has all of these documents on it, so you can prepare your plan for that. The final program is going to be on the 23rd. That's a week from Wednesday, again from 6 to 9. And that one's going to be on the fun question of where do I find the money?
A pot of gold.
Yeah. What do I use for funding, financing, and so on? We'll talk about the traditional ways as far as using SBA lending, bank lending, and that type of thing. But we'll also get into some of the less traditional, including things like investment and angel investors, talk a little bit about crowdfunding and different ways to raise funds for your business.
Now, Mary Lou is going to talk about the balance sheet, the income statement, a statement of cash flows, and some of the ratios that are important to how you measure if your company's doing well or not. In session number 5, we review those ratios in the context of how do you approach a lender or an investor.
Right, and our guest speaker for that one is going to be Tony Bush.
Yeah.
So we'll have you in there to do that one. Yeah. So and I do the moderator program on it, so we'll get everything done for you. But we remind you, if you are interested, we won't be having these programs again now until probably February.
Okay.
So
And you can learn more on it at our website at foxcities.score.org.
Very good.
And we don't have any other educational things on the schedule right now.
Not
but
for
we're
right
putting
now.
Our calendar together.
Right. The calendar is going to be set up probably within about 30 days, and we'll be all set to go for the entire 2014 season.
And the folks can view that calendar at foxcities.score.org.
Very good.
It's a very common, popular website. Well, we would like to thank our sponsors for bringing the program to you each weekend. We always want to thank them for their support. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law. We want to thank Tuss House for being a sponsor. Also, eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, who helped Randy and me build our website, biztalkwithscore.com. And they help us maintain it and train us on how to use it. And also, we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting BizTalk in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're not subscribed to The Business News and you're in business, you really should be subscribed to it. For $20 a year, every other week, a copy will be delivered in the mail, and it presents you with really meaningful, helpful information about what's going on in the business community in your area. So it'll keep you informed of a lot of events that are happening that might help your business grow. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll meet Teresa. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And that money can talk, but we have to manage the money. Well, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Randy Melzer and I are in the studio. We're here with Teresa Guzman Correal, who has recently just opened up her restaurant, Salsa's, at 1550 East Appleton Road, or North Appleton Road?
Appleton Road, Menasha. Yeah,
Appleton Road, Menasha. All right. And it's right near the Shopko there in the parking lot.
Yep, Experience Fitness in Menasha.
Yep, thank you. And but first, we have a couple of announcements we want to share with you this morning. Randy, you have a couple of
Yes, I do. Just speaking of how money talks and so on, mm-hmm. Money is one of the things that everybody has questions about. And we have a special program that's going to be the 11th Annual Fox Cities Money Conference. Mm-hmm. It's going to be held on Saturday, November the 2nd. It's going to be at the Fox Valley Tech, and it's sponsored by the Tech as well as asset builders here in the Valley. It's a day-long program, and it's for adults and for children.
Good.
So it goes through a lot of the things that people need to know about how to handle their money, about what's involved in taking care of planning to use your funds and so on.
Probably and good information on credit cards in there,
credit cards. All of the different things that you have questions about when it comes to handling your money. Very good program. As I said, it's going to be on November the 2nd. That's a Saturday. Registration is at 7:30 in the morning. It runs from 8:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon. Like I said, special sessions just for the kids to learn how to use money, for adults on how to plan their future and so on. One is, in fact, you can actually get your credit score and that type of thing. Cost is very inexpensive for adults, $5 pre-registered, $7 out the door, or for children, $2.50 pre-registered, $3 out the door. And they even will provide child care for the little ones.
Where do we go to pre-register, Randy?
To do that, the best way to do is to contact the people at Asset Builders, and the phone number there is 866-304-6896, or go right out to the website, which is www.assetbuilders.org.
Okay.
They have the full detail on it, on how to register, on what is all planned for it. But again, it's kind of like a handbook for how to use your money and how to plan your finances. So,
that's wonderful
super
stuff.
Super program.
Wonderful stuff.
Okay, so that's that program. Did you, the other one that we, again, in partnership with the Better Business Bureau, they send us alerts here and there as to what's going on for the latest scams. One of the ones that's out there right now, for those of you who are in business, is if you start seeing a message on your telephone saying to call this number. What they're doing is it's an area code scam. You have to be very careful. The area codes include 809-284-649 or 873. These are area codes where you can go out, and if you're on, the person who you're talking to will continue to talk, and these are area codes that you run up charges.
Like international calls.
International calls, yeah. And it's very, very expensive.
Just hang up.
Hang up. Do not call back if you don't recognize the caller, if you don't recognize the number. That is always the best.
Yep. Just hang up.
But be careful of those. If all of a sudden something pops up as a callback at any of these unknown area codes, be very careful. You can go out and Google up that area code number and find out where it's from.
If it's a number like that and it turns out to be Aunt Gertrude, she'll understand.
Right.
But just
hang
up and don't incur the cost.
Oh, absolutely, because you can end up with a whole lot of money.
Well, our guest this morning is Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Tony.
Welcome to the program. We're glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about you and your Ramiro, your husband, and your dream of opening up a restaurant and where it's located, the name. Just give us a quick overview. We'll come back after the break and get into more detail.
Sure. The name of the restaurant is Salsa's Mexican Restaurant. We're located in 1550 Appleton Road, Menasha, close to Shopko and Experience Fitness.
Yep.
And, yeah, Ramiro and I, we were for a long time planning to open our business, and I guess we were saving first because obviously you got to, you know, have the finances straight and everything before you, you know, this is a big challenge and incurs a lot of expenses and a lot of effort. So, yeah.
And when did you open the store or the restaurant?
We just opened to the public this past Monday.
Okay.
So we only have 5 days being on business. So.
Okay. Well, it's exciting time, isn't it? You and your husband have the store open. The restaurant's open. You have a lot of support from family.
Definitely. We have my brother and my brother-in-law helping out and working long hours just like we are.
Okay.
So that's great.
So, but yeah, you said you've been working on this for what, about 5 years to plan this?
Definitely, yes. Okay. We've been working on this for a long time. We have been planning, putting our business plan together and all of that. So,
and you and your husband have restaurant experience?
Yes.
What kind of experience was that?
Yeah, well, I have relatives that own restaurants already in the Green Bay area, and he used to work there for 8+ years.
Okay.
So he definitely enjoys that industry and loves to cook, and he's very good at it. So.
Okay. But you have had the key issue is the experience. So you know what you're getting into.
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Randy, you couldn't be more correct because a lot of folks want to start a business and they've never worked in the industry. And even just working in a restaurant as a cook or a waiter or a maitre d' or something, unless you really get into the back room and understand supplies and vendors and inventory and turnovers and marketing, you won't really have an appreciation for what that your business is going to present you. So to have all that background is critically important to the success of the company.
Definitely.
Yep.
I also have an accounting background, so
bingo.
he has the the kitchen under control, and I'll take care of the rest, I guess.
You control the purse strings, right?
That works out just fine. Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side, and we will give out the phone number. We encourage you to call this morning because Teresa would like to share some of her experiences with you, the listening audience. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down.
Got to collect all that money with that upside-down umbrella.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vicky, for great music. That's fun.
Yeah, we'll get Tony to stop dancing around any second
Scooby,
now.
Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Scooby, Scooby-Doo. We're talking this morning with Teresa Guzman Curiel, who is the owner of the Salsa's restaurant at 1550 Appleton Road in Menasha, right next to the Shopko store there. Teresa and her husband Ramiro opened the restaurant a week ago. And we're really happy to have you on the program to share your story and your experiences, Teresa. In the listening audience, if you have a question for Teresa, ask her a question about how did she deal with this or how did she prepare for that, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 here in Appleton. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 866-887-1150. Teresa, when you had this dream and you got ignited and you and Ramiro decided to move forward, you had to put a business plan together.
Exactly.
And how did that process work? And when you started the plan, how long did it take? And how did you go about that process?
Yeah, well, definitely. It was very difficult. We didn't know where to start. I started going online, trying to get ideas of what a business plan looked like. And I happened to found a score on the website. And I searched what you guys offer for the public and all the options you have and all the seminars and all the assistance you provide for those people who have a dream and would like to make it come true.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely went there and asked for assistance. We have been told for a couple of people that we should have gone or pay someone to put together a business plan for us. But I was a little nervous about that because I felt that I needed it to be the knowledgeable person of what I was getting into, since obviously we were really the people interested, and I guess we just went through a score, and we got a lot of assistance. We were assigned a mentor who helped us get us started. They provide us with a list of questions, mm-hmm. and a lot of useful templates on how to put together your business plan, your financial statements, your balance sheet, your income statement, your cash flow, and all of that helped. So it was just a great experience and a lot of assistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In addition to SCORE, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned other places that you went to, other resources that you used to get numbers and information. Where else did you go?
Yeah, we wanted it to make sure that our business plan was actually the closest to reality.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted it to make sure that we were dealing, obviously you're dealing with estimates, but we went through our suppliers and we said, okay, how much do you think it's going to cost us? And I guess we went through suppliers. We, after we find a location, we talk to contractors. This is the remodeling that we want to do. How much is going to cost us? We wanted it to get to real figures as possible because mm-hmm. we knew it was going to be for our own benefit.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of business owners go through that process, and sometimes they take or rationalize their numbers and they don't really focus on the reliability or the realistic aspects of those numbers, and they end up with numbers that aren't really real. But you did a pretty good job of evaluating numbers and testing them and bouncing them around a little bit and educating yourself about what is a realistic number.
Definitely.
I think it sounds like your accounting background you mentioned would probably have kicked in that area.
Yep. Pretty much numbers. I like to make sure that I know how much I'm going to be spending, and does it make sense for me to get into this industry?
Okay.
Are we going to be able to make a profit out of it?
Okay.
Teresa, when you started your plan, your business plan, you and Ramiro sat down and started the plan, how long did it take you? And then once you were finished with it, how did you know it was finished?
It took a long time, longer than I expected. It was 6 to 7 months. How did I know that I was finished? Because I was able to feel comfortable with what I had. I was able to say, oh, okay, this makes sense. I have a better understanding of what I'm getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt comfortable with it. I had my marketing strategy. I had developed my balance sheet, income statement, cash flow. I was able to make a decision out of what I had.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you did, I know, obviously, was trying to locate a place where you wanted to have this business. And I understand it's kind of interesting that you you had a couple of options, different ways, either to buy, lease, and so on. How did you make those decisions?
Well, first of all, this is our first restaurant, so we wanted it to be conservative.
Okay.
We wanted it to list, and we wanted it to see how everything would go for us, because I mean, this industry is, nothing is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And before, exactly. And before making a decision of going and buy the property, we wanted it to make sure that we had some experience already in the business and, you know, we were ready to make that decision.
Sure.
So your decision was rather than purchase that you are now leasing the property. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense, Teresa, because as you indicated, you put your business plan together, you anticipate all the costs, the surprises, and then you open the doors.
That's right. It sounds pretty easy.
And then there's another learning experience after that.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I mean, you're learning as you go. There's luckily we have been pretty busy, I would say, for the first few days, and we're learning. I mean, nothing is perfect. There are always little things that don't turn out the way you were thinking, and I guess you need to go to plan B.
Okay. And update your business plan, because what you might have projected for one cost or a sale or something might be different once you find out, so you have to change that business plan or keep it current anyway.
Definitely. One thing that I would suggest is don't underestimate those smaller expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they add up pretty quick.
Okay. If you'd like to give us a call this morning and ask Teresa a question about her experience in starting up her business, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. And outside the Appleton market, it's 866-887-1150.
Okay. Teresa, you alluded to the fact that there's a lot of surprises, a lot of things that happen. Before you actually open the doors to your customers, tell us, did you do a dress rehearsal, or did you have some special program that you did so that everybody got on the same page?
Yeah, we wanted it to at least give our employees a day to kind of prepare and
practice,
organize themselves and practice.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before we opened the doors to the public, we had a dinner with family and friends.
Okay.
And we were able to practice and kind of pretend that we were open.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of learning from that.
Okay. Surprises that you ran into?
Definitely. Our point of sale system actually wasn't ready, wasn't quite ready for us. So we kind of went into plan B and started doing everything manual.
Okay.
And just to make sure that we were keeping the right track of sales and receipts and all of that. So
are you using the hand?
The old process. Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Okay. So, yeah, when we talk about point of sale, people understand what we're talking about is how you use credit cards and how you track that information and then supply it to the financial institution that handles your credit card debt. And most everybody does it just slipping the card through a reader and zip-zap. You're doing it with an old-fashioned flip-flop.
Actually, the point of sale that we were using was mainly to enter orders and make sure that the kitchen got in right
and all
of that, and also keeping track. Because with point of sales, you have the flexibility to run reports of how much you sold for the day and things like that. So it's a lot more, obviously, automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to add up all your receipts, all your credit card receipts, all your daily sales.
There's a lot of inventory control for you and
correct.
Sales. And
okay, so
this
lot
is a lot more automatic when you have everything in a system.
Okay, so it's a lot more of a system than just what I was alluding to, which is just the credit card reader.
That's correct. Credit card readers we do have.
Those are working.
Those are in
okay,
place.
All right.
Working fine.
Okay.
Now, Teresa, you mentioned that you didn't purchase a building. You decided to lease a building.
That's correct.
How important is location for a restaurant? What did you consider when you chose the location you chose?
Definitely. I guess you got to make sure that you have enough traffic. Your location has enough visibility that people will notice that you're there, even if they haven't heard about you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they drive by, they can see you building, or you just have to, I guess, have that where the location is in high traffic, I would
say,
mainly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you also have some pretty adequate parking in that area, don't you?
So that's a good point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you want to have enough parking so that when your guests come to the restaurant, they don't have to walk in the rain two blocks or something, and they can get into your restaurant pretty easily. Now, what was located in that building before you occupied the building? Do you know what the former business was?
Yeah, it used to be a Crazy Buffet.
Crazy
and prior
buffet?
To Crazy Buffet was Fazoli's.
Okay. Fazoli's. That was the old Fazoli's site.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And they have a drive-in on that building. Are you using the drive-in?
We would like to use it for picking up, to pick up orders.
Something in the future yet?
Yes, and eventually we would like to install the full system.
What sort of menu do you offer? Do you want to talk a little bit about the food selections and the menu?
Definitely. I wanted it to emphasize that we wanted it to sell something fresh. I'm sure in today's world, we don't have enough time to cook or to spend a lot of time making things from scratch. And that's one of the things we wanted it to emphasize. We wanted it to make sure that when people go and try our food, they feel that they are at home, that it was freshly made and that they can enjoy it.
It's good, healthy food, fresh. Is that one of the things that you've identified as being a distinguishing feature for your restaurant among the competition?
Definitely.
Is
definitely
to be fresh.
Exactly.
Plus the good service and so on.
Yeah, we're learning as we go, and all of our employees are also learning too. Mm-hmm. So maybe service, it's a little improvement, but I'm sure we'll get there.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I know. I was telling Tony, I drove past there last night, and you looked like you were really, really, really busy, which is a great thing to do that early in your business. So
yeah, definitely. We wanted it to. We haven't advertised a lot because we wanted it to make sure that the people who visit us, we provided good service. But actually, we had a lot more customers than we were expecting, so which is a good thing, right?
But you learn from it, and you improve your system, and your employees will be better the next time, and it's just a constant improvement.
Right. There's always room for improvement.
And customers appreciate that. They know that, too. Mm-hmm. The customers know that you're doing the very best you can. And when they come back in a week or two, it'll even be better.
Right?
Yep.
We
exactly.
hope so.
Yeah. One of the things we did talk a little bit about, too, was the marketing ideas that you have. And I know you're implementing most of the stuff that you're doing now is what, primarily referral, word of mouth?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. We have a lot of friends from work. And,
And they're helping spread the word?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
So,
okay. Teresa, in your business plan, as you're putting the concept together and you eventually get to opening the doors, you looked for certain advisors. You discovered SCORE, and we're grateful you discovered SCORE because we are SCORE, and we're glad to work with you. You also have other advisors. You have some family members you mentioned who are in the business in Green Bay, and you probably have an accountant or a CPA or an attorney or someone. Tell us about the advisors that you put together and how important are they in really getting the doors open.
Definitely. Like I say, family members on restaurants, and even my mom used to have a small restaurant in a small location in Mexico too. So having that background and having that experience, even as a small child working with customers, and I've worked with the customer service for a long time, and That's actually very, very good because you learn a lot from it. It's not easy, but it's a great opportunity to learn. And
your uncles, your family members in Green Bay shared with, well, don't do this, do it this way. And if you do it this way, you'll make this mistake. And they're coaching you. And you're getting some advice from them. And
definitely.
How to prepare food and put a menu
together.
Some
tips of what to do and not to do. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also valuable because why learn it yourself if someone can help you with that?
Correct.
And show you a better way to do it.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things you mentioned, we kind of skipped over it real quickly, but in preparation for your business, you said the words that you had savings that you put together, and that was a plan. Part of your plan was develop savings. How critical was that to be able to open your business?
Very critical, I would say. We wanted it. We had this idea for a very long time, but obviously we couldn't bring it to reality because we wanted it to make sure that we had enough savings that we were going to feel comfortable and we were going to be prepared for all the expenses that were going to show up. We just didn't want to go to a financial institution and rely on them for most of our financing. We're young. And we wanted it to make sure that we were not on debt forever. So,
well, like we've heard so many times, It's cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about cash flow.
I knew you'd get around to that eventually, Tony.
And eventually, you know, most businesses fail because they run out of cash.
Right.
And they run out of their own cash, like Ramiro and Teresa saved their cash and put it in. Or they don't borrow enough money from a family member or a financial institution, and they run out of cash.
Right.
But the way to prevent that is to not only save, but then have a good plan on how you're going to invest that money.
Exactly.
And what's the return on that money? Now, do you measure, do you have a plan to measure how your business plan is performing on a regular basis? Do you look at your business plan? I mean, you've only been open a couple of weeks, but
yep.
What is your plan to use your business plan?
Yeah, I'm looking at it to make sure that we're on track when, obviously, with the startup expenses, I've been comparing and making sure that, okay, where can we cut up some expenses? I think we're going a little over budget over on this side, but what can be reduced to make it better? I think that's a great help, having a figure, knowing that, okay, this is the max to be able to survive if something, because obviously when you're in a business, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to have a plan B. You want to be comfortable enough that you have some backup. What if something doesn't go the way you think it was going to go? What are you going to do? Making sure that, you know, you have maybe enough cash flow or
make an adjustment somehow.
Yeah. Correct.
If your revenues aren't coming in, what expenses can you cut down?
Exactly.
To compensate for the lack of revenue?
No, that's a fantastic planning system and a way to use that plan. So it sounds like you have a real strong background there to be able to succeed. Very, very good.
What I like about that, Teresa, is you're not hiring that out and having someone else come in and make those decisions for you. You're getting involved in it. I mean, you're right up on the front line.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm the one who cares, right? I better know what I'm doing.
Yeah, your name is on the door and you want it to succeed. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap it up with Teresa. We're talking about her new restaurant, Salsas. She and Ramiro opened that up just a week ago. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
Okay. Sounds like we're just about back up.
That sounds like you, Randy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does sound like you.
It does, yeah.
That's your favorite song.
I'll be taking some more heat for that eventually. So
well,
thank
get
you.
A lot of
thank
applause.
You again, Vicky. We appreciate that.
We do. But it doesn't sound like Randy when he's singing it. He's good. Well, we're talking this morning with Teresa Guzman Cordial. She and her husband, Ramiro, opened up a restaurant on Appleton Road called Salsas about a week ago, serving Mexican food.
That's correct.
We had a caller during the break, wanted to know a little more precisely the location. So let's try and establish that for the listening audience. It's on Appleton Road, and if you get off of Highway 441, you want to go south toward Menasha. It's on your right-hand side, and the building is painted orange.
It's bright orange with lime. With green lime, so you won't miss it.
Yep.
Okay. And it's the front building in front of the Shopko store there, so it's on the west side of the street.
If you remember where Fazoli's was,
yep.
It's the old Fazoli's building.
So.
And there was an exercise place nearby?
Experience Fitness, Menasha.
Experience Fitness,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's on Appleton Road, just off of 441 as you're going toward Menasha, mm-hmm. on your right-hand side, and it's a bright orange building with a green stripe on it. And you can't miss it. Best
exactly.
food in town right now.
Yeah.
You got to go there. You got to go.
Okay.
Teresa, in terms of the restaurant, what is your future? You mentioned this is your first restaurant. I picked up on that earlier. Are you planning, is your business plan to expand more restaurants?
Definitely, right? There's always our goal to grow and to
expand,
exactly.
So you want to use this experience and make it duplicatable and get your processes down so that when your next restaurant opens up, you can follow the same procedures and the staff will know what to do.
Exactly. Or even make it better with the experience.
Constant improvement.
Exactly.
We have a caller on the line. Mary has a question. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Hello, Teresa, this is Mary Vandehei. I want to congratulate you on your new opening of the restaurant. And also, I was wondering if you would talk a little bit about, once you establish the building, what did you have to do as far as permitting, and how long of a time did you need to get all the equipment installed and the building ready to go?
Hi, Mary Lou. I'm very excited.
Yeah, you should be. It's a great building, great location.
Yeah, nice talking to you. So essentially, once did we sign all the leasing documents and everything, we planned for two months to have everything ready, to have all of our licenses and the equipment installed and everything. We were lucky enough that a lot of the equipment was already at the property, and we had to purchase quite a few other equipment, but it wasn't as much as we thought it was going to be. And licensing, I went online to make sure that we were able to apply for all of them. So we applied right away when we knew that we were going to open the restaurant. We applied right away, and it really didn't essentially took that 2 months.
Oh, that's really a very nice turnaround from the day you opened to the day you started the leasing.
So yeah, definitely. Great. We were lucky enough that Menasha had an alcohol
license
available for us, so we sell margaritas for sure.
There you go. Now you got to go there.
That's really good to have the alcohol license in place. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Teresa, in terms of what are you going to do in the near future? Are you going to market? Are you going to put some specials out there?
Definitely. We're looking into putting some happy hours.
Oh, yeah.
Some specials. We're going to be our website is coming up soon.
Okay.
So wait for it.
Watch for that.
Exactly. And, we will start marketing.
Okay. Well, at about this time, we usually ask our guests for a biz tip. And that's a little pearl of wisdom that we ask our guests to share with the listening audience. And we're eagerly awaiting your pearl of wisdom, your biz tip.
I just want to say that if you have a dream, work hard for it. Everything is possible. Put your business plan together. Look for sources. Go to a SCORE. It's a great, great group program. And I guess work hard and...
Don't be deterred, right?
Right.
Correct. Work your way through it.
Exactly.
Don't be discouraged.
Exactly.
Very good.
One last question for you, something that we didn't touch on. What are your business hours?
Monday through Thursday, 9 till 10. Friday and Sunday, 10 till... 11.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. So we invite you all to stop in at Salsa's at 1550 Appleton Road, just off of Highway 441 toward Menasha on the right-hand side. Bright orange building with a green stripe. Great food and great people. Great people. Thanks for being our guest this morning, Teresa.
Thank you, Tony.
Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
Randy, we have our Simple Steps coming up on Wednesday night. That's the one with Mary Lou, who just called in. She's going to do the financial statements.
Right.
We go through a case study.
Right.
And
we'll be...
They can fill in a template with their own numbers.
Absolutely. So it's an excellent for a $25 service. You get more than your value out of that one.
And we'll have a number of SCORE mentors there to meet with the folks. And this is probably one of the more populated classes of the five, isn't it?
Yes. We're anticipating a pretty good sized crowd, but there's room. So we can have you, if you want to, just sign up or let people know you're going to be attending, please just give us a call at the chamber office.
734-7101.
That's the number.
Okay, we have to run. Randy, thanks a lot. Teresa, thanks again.
Thank you.
And next week we have Simple Simons as our guest. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.